This public radio podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.
And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 27th of February, 2008. The Marsh in Winter, by Timothy Walsh. If you stand and listen, you will hear the voice. Reeds, sharp as rapiers, rasp the wind. Frost creaks in the trees. Sunlight, ice bright, falls from the sky. Scattered cedars and junipers loom like shadows. Sheathed in ice, a willow droops heavily across the path. Driven snow packs the creviced bark of cottonwoods. Once hidden bird nests, now plainly marked by a white cap of snow. Out on the marsh, blue water shows through shifting ice. Tall brown reeds, slim as dancers, bend in the breeze. 100,000 cattails, each one lit by the low-angled light of a westering sun, each brown seed head blazing like the head of a saint. Wrote Timothy Walsh in his poem, The Marsh in Winter. Today is the birthday of the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born in Portland, Maine, 1807. He was a student at Bowdoin College the same time as Nathaniel Hawthorne, went on to teach at Harvard, where he became friends with James Russell Lowell, wrote long narrative poems, popular in his own day, still known today, Evangeline, The Courtship of Miles Standish, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, and also translated Dante's Divine Comedy. It's the birthday of Lawrence Durrell, born in India of English parents, 1912. Lived in many countries in his life, Cairo and Belgrade, small islands in the Mediterranean Sea, best known for the Alexandria Quartet. It's the birthday of Irwin Shaw, born in the Bronx, New York City, 1913, the child of Russian Jewish immigrants. The family changed their name from Shamfurov to Shaw. Played football professionally, started writing radio scripts, then for the New Yorker magazine, then novels after World War II. Lived for 25 years in Paris. And it's the birthday of John Steinbeck, born in Salinas, California, 1902, the author of The Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Slicer entitled Outside of Richmond, Virginia, Sunday. It's the kind of mid-January afternoon. The sky is calm as an empty bed, fields indulgent, black Angus finally sitting down to chew, that makes a girl ride her bike up and down the same muddy track of road between the gray barn and the state highway all afternoon, the black mutt with the white patch like a slap on his rump, loping after the rear tire, so happy. Right after Sunday dinner, until she can see the headlights out on the dark highway, she rides as though she has an understanding with the track she's opened up in the road, with the two wheels that slide and stutter in the red mud but don't run off from under her, with the dog who knows to stay out of the way but to stay. And even after the winter cold draws tears, makes her nose run, even after both sleeves are used up, she thinks a life couldn't be any better than this, and hers won't be, and it will be very good. Poem by Deborah Slicer, Outside of Richmond, Virginia, Sunday, from her collection The White Calf Kicks, published by Autumn House Press. And we began with a poem by Timothy Walsh, The Marsh in Winter, from his collection Wild Apples, published by Parallel Press. Both poems used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute, as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Andrea McAbee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.